Jesus Christ is our brother, January 16. If we sin, he pleads our case in heaven. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, 1 John 2:1. The Lord Jehovah did not deem the plan of salvation complete while invested only with his own love. By his appointment, he has placed at his altar an advocate clothed with our nature. As our intercessor, Christ's office work is to introduce us to God as his sons and daughters. Christ has pledged himself to be our substitute and surety, and he neglects no one. There is an inexhaustible fund of perfect obedience accruing from his obedience. In heaven, his merits, his self-denial and self-sacrifice, are treasured as incense to be offered up with the prayers of his people. As the sinner's sincere, humble prayers ascend to the throne of God, Christ mingles with them the merits of his own life of perfect obedience. Our prayers are made fragrant by this incense. Christ has pledged himself to intercede in our behalf, and the Father always hears the Son. This is the mystery of godliness, that Christ should take human nature and by a life of humiliation elevate man in the scale of moral worth with God, that he should carry his adopted nature to the throne of God and there present his children to the Father, to have conferred upon them an honor exceeding that conferred upon the angels. This is the marvel of the heavenly universe, the mystery into which angels desire to look. This is love that melts a sinner's heart. He who could not see human beings exposed to destruction without pouring out his soul unto death to save them from eternal ruin will look with pity and compassion upon every soul who realizes that he cannot save himself. Christ is our advocate. In this powerful, hearty recognition of God's love, take the hand of Christ and hold it fast. His hand holds you much firmer than you can hold his hand.